They dropped into the boat, pushing an anxious Rex aside. Alex cast off the line. Hattie got the outboard going, and Ryan grabbed his pole and pushed off just as the paddle wheeler's stern started to come slowly around. Then, with an enormous crack, it split away from the ship and came rushing down on them. Hattie goosed the engine and they roared away just in time, the stern going past like an express train. The heavy current caught them, spinning them around. Hattie fought for control, but it was a losing battle.
"Let's just get to shore," Alex shouted.
The rain was so heavy that Ryan could barely see. But then he made out a little finger of shoreline about 10 yards away. Pointing, he shouted, "Over there!" And Hattie turned in that direction. Pieces of the wreck banged into the boat, but Hattie managed to maintain control. Then, agonizingly, she got turned toward the shoreline. Minutes later, they slammed against it. Rex went over the side, but Ryan caught his collar and hung on until he got his feet under him. The water was waist deep, but moving fast, pulling against them. Finally, he got Rex ashore, then turned back to help Hattie and Alex beach the boat, then pull it up higher on the bank so the rising river wouldn't carry it away. They got the outboard off the boat, tipped the skiff on its side, then crawled under it. Ryan pulled Rex in with him. The dog whimpered and shivered as forks of lightning split the sky and thunder boomed like artillery fire. Ryan hugged him close, soothing him, while his fingers tapped out SOS against his fur, knowing, all the while, there was no one to save them.